And moving on with the news now, fourth new story. Gaza's sole power plant has stopped working for over a month now due to a fuel crisis in the Palestinian territory. Rights groups say Israel must immediately lift its blockade of the Gaza Strip and allow the delivery of fuel and other essential supplies into the territory. First, we have this report.
It has been over 5 weeks since Gaza's power plant stopped working. This has seriously affected all aspects of life in this tiny and impoverished coastal strip in many ways, including water supply, sewage treatment, and medical care. Amjad Chawa, the director of Palestinian non-governmental organizations network PINGO, made an urgent appeal to the international community to help alleviate the suffering in the blockaded coastal territory.
It's an urgent appeal from the Palestinian civil society in order to intervene immediately to save the lives of 1.8 million Palestinians who are living under serious catastrophic conditions due to the shortage of fuel, electricity cut.
Power outages pose grave danger to people who depend on electricity to stay alive, including patients on life support, as well as chronic and renal failure patients. The situation in Gaza has gotten worse, with rainwater being mixed with raw sewage and polluting the underground water. International human rights workers who monitor human rights in Gaza have blamed both Israel and Egypt for the hardships faced by Gazans.
Since the Egyptian coup at the beginning of July, Egypt has seemingly been competing with Israel to impose the harshest possible siege conditions here. Because of their restrictions, the supplies of fuel and electricity have reached a severe crisis point. Power is off for as many hours a day as I can remember in my time here.
Many here blame their suffering on what they believe as an international conspiracy of silence. The electricity crisis has heavily disrupted the lives of over 1.7 million Gazans amid the choking Israeli blockade and the proxy blockade imposed by the Egyptian military. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.
Well, Ashraf is joining us now live from Gaza with all the latest. Ashraf, tell us about the type of activities that are now happening. You know, what kind of campaigns are underway by human rights groups to resolve the situation? And who is to blame besides Israel for the crisis that Palestinians in Gaza are facing?
Yes, Omar, some international activists who live in the Gaza Strip to monitor the humanitarian situation. I've been making appeals to international community along with local human rights organizations to help alleviate the suffering of the people in Gaza by holding sit-ins in front of the international committee of the Red Cross, as well as the office offices of the United Nations, trying to make them hear the voices of the people of Gaza who've been struggling under several years of Israeli blockade and now the restrictions by the Egyptian military. As you heard in the report, Gazans have been struggling with the power outages, so for some areas for up to 20 hours a day. And now with the temperatures dropping and the rainfall, which started a couple of days ago, the consumption of electricity increases. And this causes failures even for the electrical grid. And the power company cannot keep up with it, especially that Gaza's sole power generating plant stopped working on the 1st of November. This is almost 36 days now that Gaza only gets approximately 60% of the electricity it needs. By the time the electricity company distributes whatever electricity it has through which they buy from Israel and some they buy from Egypt, it's not enough to cater to over 1.7 million people in the Gaza Strip. We're talking about a population where over 54% are under the age of 18. So everywhere you look in the Gaza Strip, there's many children running around. This is why most of the footage in Gaza, you see young people in the footage, even children in the street, everywhere, because of it's a young population. Now, people in the Gaza Strip you talk to, they keep blaming the international silence for their suffering. They're not only blaming Israel, they're not blaming the Egyptian military, they're also blaming all of those who remain silent while they struggle under years of Israeli blockade.
Thank you very much, Ashraf Shannon in Gaza for us there.